It's 5:07. Good afternoon, CFER Sports. And yes, big news on the local front today. Once again, congratulations to Flin Flon's Joey Lees, who was selected in the Western Hockey League Bantam Draft today. He went in the seventh round, 133rd overall, to the Swift Current Broncos, joining his brother Justin, who was drafted a couple years back by Vancouver in the third round, 56th overall. Joey with us via the telephone today. Joey, once again, congratulations and well-deserved. You must be excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Thank you.
Well, it's big news. I know you've been waiting around all day for it to happen. Now, when you and I talked a little bit earlier today, Joe, I know you had a number of teams that were talking to you, but you told me Swift Current was actually the first team that talked to you and the last team that talked to you yesterday.
Yeah, they emailed me a questionnaire and just asked me a bunch of questions late in November, and then I didn't hear from them in between the season, and yesterday they just let me know that I was on the list, and they'd be happy to talk to me later.
So were you probably weren't shocked that they were the team that picked you today then?
I wasn't really shocked. No, I wasn't shocked at all, honestly.
Well, congratulations. You had a tremendous season with the Bantam Wolves. Of course, the same team your brother played before he went off to prep school, then got drafted. Have you talked to your brother today since all this went down?
Yeah, the entire fam was watching it. We were just on the couch, just patiently waiting, and then it happened, and it was exciting. I didn't really react. And then kind of hit me, and I was like, oh, feels good.
All right, Swift Current in Saskatchewan, did it matter where you got drafted, Joe? Was Swift Current one of the teams you were hoping that would pick you up?
I didn't really care where I got drafted. I just wanted my name to be on the list.
And I think you probably had a pretty good feeling going into today, right?
Yeah, I did. I was confident in myself, yeah.
Well, you played well. You dominated, certainly, the league that you were in again this year, and did it kind of help you today that your brother went through this a couple years ago? Because I'm sure when he was going through this a couple years ago, you were there watching how it all unfolded. That kind of
When Justin went through it, he didn't really have the support like I did this year. Like all the scouts that I've talked to, they've talked about how Justin went through the same process and just stuff like that. And it feels good to have him by my side and just helping me out.
A lot of getting to the next level is a lot of hard work off the ice. I know your brother's done that. What's next for you, Joe, especially with this COVID-19? Obviously, you can't get on the ice anywhere right now. What do you do to prepare to get yourself to the Western League?
Just trying to stay in shape, I guess, going for runs, and then working out in the garage and just doing whatever I can. Rollerblading when it's not snowing out, but doing whatever I can to keep my game up.
Well, no question, exciting. Your brother drafted 2 years ago, you today. I don't know, it's been a long time since two brothers from this community had a chance to play in the Western League. I was thinking about this today. The Davidsons, way back in the 70s, is the last one I can think of. It must be exciting for your entire family to have two brothers like this. I know you guys are close in age. What does it mean for you and your brother now both to have a chance to play in this Western Hockey League?
It was emotional for my parents and just the family, I guess. It was kind of emotional. And then just that feeling, it just feels good, and I'm excited, hopefully. We can make something happen with Swift Current and then just see where it all goes from there, because this is just day one.
Absolutely, and I know that, just like your brother, the Western Hockey League has been something that you've always been setting your sights on, hasn't it?
Yeah, since the day my brother got his first email, and then it just got me excited. Then after he got drafted, I kind of was like, now it's my turn. Like, the hype's on me, you know?
Well, like I said, well-deserved, and you must be happy. I know a number of people in the community are reaching out to you. They're very excited for you.
Yeah, my phone's been buzzing all since it happened. It feels really good.
Was it a relief when you saw your name picked today? I can't imagine. You're sitting there, one round goes by, the next round. Were you pretty relieved when it finally went down?
Yeah, I didn't really react as soon as I saw my name. My brother, he was laying on the couch, and I was in my dad's chair. And then my brother just jumped up, and he just screamed, and then I was like, just took a deep breath and just let it all out. I'm like, and then I just hugged my family and just celebrated.
Well, like I said, savor it, Joey. Well-deserved, tremendous player, and I know that the best is still ahead of you. So thanks for joining us today. I know you and I are going to get together. We'll do a more in-depth interview on my blog. But anyway, on behalf of the whole community and just hockey fans in general, congratulations, well-deserved.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. That's Joey Lees once again, our special guest here today. And once again, selected seventh overall in the Western Hockey League Bantam Draft from Swift Current today. 133rd overall. And again, joining his brother Justin, who, like we mentioned, went 2 years ago in the third round, 56th overall to Vancouver. So exciting stuff for the Leafs household, and just exciting for hockey fans in general here, who need something to cheer about here at this time of the with all the stuff that's happening with COVID-19.